I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills that are built to last and will give you better than restaurant grilled food. The Solaire infrared burner heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. Learn more about these fantastic USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. Solaire hot fast grills at besthotgrill.com/hot.
And what it means, if they're not there for us here, they're not going to be there for us. So why are we spending hundreds of billions of dollars a year on NATO if they're not going to be with us? If they're not going to be with us on Iran, they're not going to be with us on a much bigger subject than Iran. NATO.
Well, he's not wrong. And Iran's a pretty big subject, I will say. It's a pretty sizable subject. Let's just go ahead and get that out of the way. And POTUS discussing, you know, whether or not NATO is going to be on our side and with us on that. We have to have that clarity. And we haven't had that clarity, I think, you know, for some time as a nation, to be quite honest. And now we're really seeing where all of our so-called allies stand on all of this. And it's for them. I read a piece, so I guess it was last night as I was doing prep and getting ready for today. And the piece was illustrating how you have Britain and France and some of these European nations that are going to be gathering together, and they're going to meet and try to determine a good way to establish navigation in the strait, you know, separate from that of, you know, they're going to figure it out on their own. And as many places as I saw that distributed to, I realized that they sent it out to the press because they were bragging about it. They were actually bragging about it. And I guess they thought that made them look as though they were doing something, like how Keir Starmer said, well, I'm going to go out to the Strait, and or we're going to go out to the Middle East, and I'm going to meet with these countries and these leaders, and he'll take pictures of himself meeting with said countries and said leaders, etc. But he didn't do anything. He didn't contribute. I'm all for them figuring out their own way. I'm all for them getting off their entitled backsides and stop demanding that the U.S. taxpayer fund everything that they do, so they can turn around and fund entitlements, and they can turn around and fund their, I guess you could say, sovereign seppuku, the illegal immigration that they are dealing with to a terrifying degree. And they are. I mean, they can't even protect that. They're dealing with such a lack of assimilation. So I can't, I mean, do you really, a nation divided like that, there's no way that they're going to be able to figure out how to do this on their own. And that's not being mean. That's just observing simple fact. And that's when people sit here and talk about multipolarity. I'm like, you know, the same could be applied. The same thing could be said of China. It could be said of so many of these other countries. But with Europe, they have for so long subsisted on this idea that they're too good to have to do any of this. We talked about this, I think, last week. The ego that Europe has, and how we kind of helped create that with the Marshall Plan, et cetera, et cetera. We did. You know, we kind of built them back up after World War II, and then they got really arrogant and thought they did it themselves, and it was all organic, and then now here we are. But, it, you know, clearly it wasn't. And we built them up to the degree where they can't actually maintain it, which is kind of a terrifying thing when you think of it. You know, would they be Europe without us? Would they? Okay, we just had like a midlife. I think we all had just an existential crisis. Sorry, guys. I didn't mean that to be that heavy. I mean, you're like, damn, Dana, I haven't even had lunch yet. I haven't even had my like third cup of coffee. What are you doing to me? I'm sorry. Not? I know. I didn't mean to have like an existential crisis right out of the gate. So, hey, what's up? It's your girl. We're here. The start of the show. And hopefully the weather looks tornado-y. Kane.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like it. So if we get blown away here in Texas, just know that's what's up. It's not the Chinese or anything.
Tis the season.
I don't like it. It looks, the weather looks pregnant. I don't know how else to say it. It looks pregnant with rage. I don't know how else to describe it. It's quite poetic, is it not? All right, so welcome. We're going to get into all of this stuff. We've got all the latest with the perverts in D.C. Do you know TMZ is setting up shop? I had this down the show sheet for later, but can I just say, TMZ is setting up shop in D.C. Presumably, they're going to treat D.C. the same way that they, I guess, do Hollywood? Do you think that's going to work? Because everyone's like, oh, man, look at this. They're going to be doing so much dirt digging. Are they, though? Are they? I'm not quite sure that's true. But TMZ apparently has opened an office in D.C., and people are very excited about it. So I don't know. I don't know what I feel about it. Do you think that they're going to be effective? They act like that's going to prevent the Swalwells, et cetera, from taking place? I just don't think it will. I just don't think it's going to, people aren't as interested unless there's bodies buried somewhere or lots of, you know, well, maybe I should take that back. Sometimes I think DC maybe has more drama and baggage than anybody in Hollywood. It's like nonstop Britney Spears, you know, slapping her bare butt in her living room, recording herself in DC. It's like 24/7 of that. So we'll dive into it. All right. So we've got, you know, the Navy's still controlling and doing a good job, I should say, of the Strait. And then on top of that, apparently it wasn't ever entirely closed. That's another false narrative. Apparently it wasn't ever entirely closed. Huh.
You know what was, though?
What?
Iranian ports.
Ah. That's right. That is true. So you could go through the Strait, but you just can't go to Iran. You can go through the Strait, but you can't go to Iran.
You can't even leave Iran.
Can't leave Iran. You can't go to Iran. You can't look at Iran. You can't talk about it. I mean, you can, but...
Don't say Iran.
Don't say Iran. So, yeah. Don't tell me happy tax day, X. Don't you dare do it. I'm trying. If you were going anywhere but Iran or leaving anywhere but Iran, you could go through. So Iran doesn't count. So it was never actually closed.
Nope.
Huh. And no issues. We haven't had any issues. You would think that if Iran had the muscle to do it, they would have done something, but they didn't do anything because they don't have any way of pushing back on this blockade. CENTCOM declared their blockade on all the reports complete. And did you hear about this? The tanker called Rich Starry. I love these tanker names. Can I just name the tankers? Let me do it. Rich Starry previously did business with Iran. This is from Reuters. It's a sanctioned tanker. Reuters reports that it made its way back to the Strait on Wednesday after exiting the Gulf the day before, and it was unable to get through the blockade on vessels that were calling at Iranian ports. So, yes, CENTCOM is accurate in saying that the blockade is real and the blockade is fabulous. It's great. It created all these, you know, traffic is still pretty much small, infinitesimal compared to the 130 plus daily crossings before the conflict started. But there have been no zero nada Iranian tankers carrying crude for export per Reuters or passing through the Strait since the blockade began. So where did Richard Starry load all the stuff that was in it? Apparently, they had 250,000 barrels of methanol. But the Wall Street Journal, they said, let me pull this up. Wall Street Journal said that they actually had spoofed their transponder for like 2 weeks. They were trying to hide the fact that they were it was a transaction with the Iranians. And they thought that we wouldn't figure it out. We did. And so they weren't able to go. And then a top general in Iran's regime, they threatened to end the ceasefire if Trump didn't lift the blockade. And pretty much the United States was like, try it and see what happens. See what happens to you. Kiss your ass goodbye. See what happens. The UN or Iran rejected the UN proposal that would UN. I love how the UN gets together. Let's do some. Let's have a focus group about things we can't control. Yay! I'm helping. So the regime has their revenue cut. Apparently, it's over $450 million a day in oil sales. They do not have. They can't continue producing without the export. So they have nowhere near the storage capacity to do that. And they don't have enough to keep the production going for a long period of time with this blockade. So this is, they thought they would close the strait and that it would outmaneuver Trump. And then Trump was like, nah, we ain't doing this. And so now we've taken over. So it's interesting. And Trump talks about troops going in, not because he's committing troops going in, but because he wants them to know or wants them to get the idea that he is going to constantly up the ante, that he has a ton more cards to play. I'm really shocked at the number of people who call themselves like, you know, news hounds, that how they don't understand this. They don't understand this. Well, Trump said, yeah, this is called negotiating. You absolute product of incest. It's called negotiating. These people are mental abortions. They purposefully act as stupid as possible. And some of the biggest offenders of this are all the woke Reich digital whores. It's all of them. So he says, yeah, you know, we got troops that we can send, and all the woke Rikers on the left freak out. But Trump's not going to, he's not committing troops. He's talking about it to up the ante. That's why Iran's not doing anything. All right. So let's be honest here. Shaving is not self-care. It's just something you got to get done. And who has time for products that overpromise and underdeliver? So when you find something that's high quality and easy, something you can just order online, we pay attention to that, right? So that's why I like Flamingo, because Flamingo, it was created by women who wanted a better option, so they get it. There's no overpricing, no overcomplicating it. It's just a good razor that works. I mean, the handle feels right in your hand. The shave is smooth. There's no pink tax. And it's very simple. The starter set has literally everything that you need. It has the razor, the 5-blade cartridge, the foaming shave gel, and even a shower holder. Done. So you order it online, it shows up, and you're set. And for a limited time, get Flamingo's starter set for just $7 at shopflamingo.com/Dana. Now, this set includes the Flamingo Original Razor, 1 5-blade cartridge, and a 1-ounce foaming shave gel. And you also have a shower holder. So head to shopflamingo.com/Dana and claim that offer. And after you purchase, please tell them I sent you.
This is Julian Edelman from Games with Names. I want to take a second to talk about something that's personal to me. I've had the privilege of working closely with Robert Kraft for a long time. And one thing I've always respected is how seriously he takes up standing up to hate. As a Jewish athlete, my identity is something I am proud of, but I also know what it feels like to be singled out for it. That's why this new commercial for the Blue Square Alliance Against Hate that aired during the big game really hit home. It's about showing up for someone when they're targeted, even if you don't have the perfect words. And sometimes standing next to someone is enough, and you can show support by sharing the Blue Square.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. Step up your grilling game with Solaire portable infrared grills, which are perfect for RVers, tailgaters, backyards, and a memorable gift. Solaire infrared provides the quick sear for bar marks and texture needed to properly finish sous vide. Use a Solaire portable alongside your current gas grill as a sear zone for more juicy and flavorful food. Learn more at besthotgrill.com/hot. Affordable, powerful, portable infrared grills at besthotgrill.com/hot.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Prodigy wrote a song about how to respond to this headline. A mad woman, 31, abducted a stranger's toddler at knife point at a Walmart and cut him, and then armed cops brought it to a deadly conclusion. Nomi Guzman, 31, snatched little 3-year-old Siler Hillman from the store while his mother was shopping. He was in his shopping cart, and she just was like putting stuff in her cart. She had a large kitchen life, ordered his mom to leave the store. I mean, I'm not kidding. I would have drawn on her in like less than a second, dropped her to the ground. Yeah, not even happening. This is why it's important to be armed, by the way. But they had officers arrive and they had to shoot and kill her because she's going to kill the kid. She had a knife out. Some of the images, I don't even know if I could show them because she has a huge butcher knife and she is literally threatening to stab this kid. And the moment that she put her hand up, they just dropped her, and they had it. That's as much as we can show on the simulcast of the radio program. That's terrifying. But the officers dropped her the moment she did that. So thank heavens, because he got a little cut. He got a, well, not a little cut. He required stitches. He got a cut going from like the top of his ear down to his face. And so he had stitches for that. But otherwise, he's okay, except for probably being emotionally scarred. But heavens, that's terrifying. In addition to that, we also have, the cost of flights. Pretty pricey right now because of the jet fuel crunch. And it's not just the price for tickets, it's everything. Check bags and fees, they have been skyrocketing. And apparently also airlines are cutting back on some flights until everything gets sorted. Although it's on that way, it's on the way of getting sorted. POTUS has already been handling it. So in addition, a family says their teenage daughter died. She died because she drank too many of these energy drinks. It's a 17-year-old Texas cheerleader. The family filed a wrongful death lawsuit because she ingested such large amounts of caffeine. I've never allowed energy drink. My kids have never been allowed to drink energy drinks at all. But they're suing this beer and beverage company, the distributor, even though they have a warning on the can. Every can apparently contains like 200 milligrams of caffeine. Yeah, I feel like that's on you, the parents. It's horrible. But you need to know, I mean, if you have a minor in your home, you need to know what they're ingesting. And they did have a warning on the can. So I don't know. I always carry, and I don't care about putting holes in something. I just really don't. If you're threatening me, I'll do it and I'll go to sleep at night, sleep like a baby on my ghost bed. It'll be amazing. So here's the thing with Burn-A-Gun. This is a great option if you're like a college kid, or if you have to go to places where municipal or private property restrictions try to eliminate your right of Second Amendment self-defense. These places never provide armed security either. That's the thing that gets me. So what are you going to do? Because you have to protect yourself. You need to be able to have something for safety. And this is why it's important to diversify your defensive array. The Byrna CL, they make different models, disregard all of them except for this one. Compact Launcher CL, that's what it stands for. The Byrna CL is roughly the size of an iPhone. There's no target acquisition. And when you unlike stun guns or tasers, they only have one or two rounds. This is a 15-round shot capacity per cartridge. What does it do? It shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away. And here's the kicker, no background check. There is no extra fee, no tax stamp, none of that. You order it online, they ship it right to your door because it's not a gun. So it doesn't care about gun-free zone signs because it's not a gun. None of those things apply to it. So this is a way to make sure you're still protected when other people are trying to make it to where you are not so. And it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Visit Byrna.com/Dana and get your Byrna CL today. That's Byrna.com/Dana ready when you are.
This is Julian Edelman from Games with Names. I want to take a second to talk about something that's personal to me. I've had the privilege of working closely with Robert Kraft for a long time, and one thing I've always respected is how seriously he takes up standing up to hate. As a Jewish athlete, my identity is something I am proud of, but I also know what it feels like to be singled out for it. That's why this new commercial for the Blue Square Alliance Against Hate that aired during the big game really hit home. It's about showing up for someone when they're targeted, even if you don't have the perfect words. And sometimes standing next to someone is enough. And you can show support by sharing the Blue Square.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills that are built to last and will give you better than restaurant grilled food. The Solaire infrared burner heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. Learn more about these fantastic USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. Solaire hot fast grills at besthotgrill.com/hot.
Welcome back on this National Day of Government Theft. Sanctioned income seizure under threat of penalty. Oh, glorious day. That is where we are. We're at the bottom of this third hour. You can watch across the country, the simulcast, listen terrestrially. Democrats had posted 6 hours ago, tax the rich. I thought we did. Joining us on this holiday, our very good friend, Grover Norquist, who we've had on, I think, like clockwork, well, several times throughout the year, but especially on today. He's the president of Americans for Tax Reform, ATR.org. His latest book, Leave Us Alone, Getting the Government's Hand Off Our Money, Our Guns, and Our Lives. He joins us now. Grover, good to see you on this sad, sad day.
Well, it's the anniversary of the Titanic sinking.
Oh, lovely.
Lincoln's death. And the IRS taking our money every year. So cheer you up.
It's like a goth trifecta. I don't even know how to. It really is. So
I think that's how they picked the date.
Yes, and I, you know, I looked at Democrats. They were marking the day by saying tax the rich, even though we all know we've seen the stats. ATR has them. You know, the top 1% earned, you know, most of the total income, paid over 40% of all the. Everybody knows this. The bottom 50%, if we wanted to have that argument, doesn't pay their fair share. But what really gets me is this argument that has come up about blue cities and red cities, Grover. And you've even discussed this as well. Like a lot of people in these red states and are seeing a lot of people from New York come in, from Chicago come in. And, you know, it's a lot more than that because those cities, nobody's moving there. After these people leave, yeah. Nobody moves to those cities. What is going to happen to like the New Yorks? Their taxes are going to have to be raised sky high to make up to offset this.
You have in the red states, many states moving to flat rate taxes. In the last 5 years, 8 states have gone from graduated income taxes. Karl Marx wrote 10 things down that he thought were important. The second one was a graduated income tax. And a graduated or progressive income tax means you can divide people into different groups and mug them one at a time. Oh, we're not going to tax you, just these guys, you later. And you know, we're going to tax the rich is the beginning of a sentence. We're going to tax the rich first. California has very high tax rate on rich people, and you get to pay about 9% of your income when you hit $72,000 a year.
Wow.
But you're not supposed to notice that because some billionaire, in theory, is paying a lot. But your point, people are leaving from blue states with 10% plus income taxes at the state level, add to that city level in a place like New York, and they're moving to the 8 states with no income tax, Texas, Tennessee, Florida. 5 states today, South Carolina, the governor signed the law, which will take their income tax in 5 years from 6% down to 1.99. This was designed by a gas station owner, not 2%, 1.99, and then it goes to 0. And that's the 5th state to pass a law that will take it automatically to 0. Mississippi, Oklahoma, Kentucky, West Virginia, now South Carolina. Add to that Arkansas, where the lady governor there got elected on a commitment to go to 0, and she's moving to go to 0. Missouri, the governor was elected. We're going to 0. Mm-hmm. They've got it on the ballot this fall. In Ohio, they've gone to a flat rate tax. Now he wants to go to 0 in Ohio. Arizona's at 2.5%. Get a Republican governor, they'll go to 0. Louisiana's down to 3% on the way to 0. We have not just the 8 no income tax states we have now. That number is going to double. And so every blue state will have a 0 income tax and several flat rate income taxes next door that people can leave to.
Yeah.
And I think your point that people don't move in is even bigger because you see the ones who leave California. What you don't see is the guy in Ohio who's 25 years old. He's got a $1 billion idea. And 20 years ago, he'd have moved to San Francisco. Now he won't.
That's huge. And you're right. San Francisco is where, I mean, Silicon Valley, everybody went there. Now it's punitive. If you go there, you're taking a major pay cut because of taxes and then fees and then everything else. It's not good for business. So what does that mean? I mean, where is it shifting to? How does this change everything?
Well, it shifts the makeup of Congress because every 10 years we mm-hmm. do a census and we redistrict. 5 years from now, another 10 congressional districts will move from Democrat states to red states. And then 10 years later, AI tells me it'll be 12 that move from Democrat states to red states. So you're looking at a buildup of a natural governing majority in the House of Representatives for the Republicans based on the movement of people out of blue states into red states. Some say, well, don't you worry that the people who leave New York and California will bring their left-wing ideas with them.
Right.
Governor of Texas did a very good poll, a very interesting poll, which turned out to be very good, found that 75% of the people who moved from California to Texas were already Republicans. It will make Texas more Republican because of the nature of the people who leave. Before I emigrated to the United States, I used to live in Massachusetts. And there, people leave Massachusetts, go to New Hampshire. The most Republican part of New Hampshire, right next to Massachusetts, mm-hmm. is the part where the people from Massachusetts move to. The Republicans from Massachusetts move into New Hampshire, making it more Republican. It's a no-income tax state.
Yeah.
So we're going to sort out, and the people who create wealth and jobs and opportunity, and the people who want wealth and jobs and opportunity, and the people who want their kids to live near them will move to red states.
Yes. And I mean, I would love to see that happen. And I, you know, so far we haven't had in Texas, I haven't noticed any major shifts because, as you said, I feel like the first and second waves that are coming, those are, they're smart with their money. They're smart with their investments. They don't want to just pay these fees just for the sake of, or pay higher in tax just for the sake of living in California. Great weather, but that's it. You can't convince us to stay there, you know, with just great weather alone. That's not going to do it. We'll take
Texas and
Cedar.
Do you remember the liberals used to say, oh, people aren't moving to lower taxes. They're moving because of the weather. Yes. No one in the world has moved from California to Texas because of the weather, ever.
That is so 1,000% true. We're talking with Grover Norquist. And we were getting into the high tax states, all of this. Do you, you know, and I'm going to get into the tariffs and that, but I wanted to ask you as well, for the first time that I can, I think, remember, we've had more Republicans talk about moving to like a fair flat tax and maybe abolishing the IRS. Used to, you would only have like a couple of libertarians that would say that, and only during campaign time. But now it's becoming more and more openly and legitimately discussed. Is that a realistic thing? And, you know, if you see that happening, what's the timeline on something like that?
We now have today 24 states that have a single rate, a flat rate tax at their state tax. Eight of them at zero, mm-hmm. 16, right. It's a number that's not zero, and the South Carolina is going to be the 25th. Kansas has passed a law to take it to flat rate as well. So in the next few years, we'll be past 25 into almost 30 states that have a single rate tax. For many of those, it'll be zero. I think at that point, you can talk to congressmen and senators because so many will live in a state that people wanted the flat rate tax and recently decided to go to a single rate flat rate tax. Say, why do we not kick envy out of the room when we do our tax code? Why don't we do a tax code that maximizes growth and treats everybody the same? The Democrats think that envy is a political program instead of a deadly sin, but that really doesn't sell in America at the end of the day. That's not who we are. The people who've felt that way are still living in Albania. They didn't move.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, they haven't moved and they stay in New York as well. I wanted to get your thoughts on tariffs while we have time because
I don't mean to pick on Albania.
No, they're great. We know a lot of Albanians. They're lovely people. Yeah. We like them.
The ones that are here, they're
yeah, I know. Yeah, that's a good point. The ones that are here. What are your thoughts on the way that POTUS has executed tariffs and the proposal to either outright eliminate or offset in some way, you know, federal income tax with tariff? Is that a realistic proposal?
No. But go back to tariffs versus other things. 250 years ago, when we were starting as a country, when we were a colony, we spent 2% of our money on government. 2%. Americans spent 1-2% on taxes. And that was true, with the exception of the Civil War and the war with Cuba and Spain. We were about 2% for more than 100 years, 150 years, till you got to the income tax day. The income tax was put in because, one, people wanted to ban liquor, and that was a lot of the Fed's money, so you had to replace it. And two, people hated the tariff so much, they wanted the income tax instead, which reminds you, people don't like taxes. It's not that they don't like you know, green taxes or yellow taxes or narrow taxes, or they don't like taxes, sales taxes, income taxes, property tax. It's all taking money you earned. It's just coming out of a different pocket. The key issue is how to have the least amount of tax and the least destructive tax. Some taxes are more destructive than others. And I think the president's idea of going back to when we were funded by tariffs, meaning 2 to 3% of GDP, that's a great idea. Tariffs themselves are just taxes at the border, right, and there's not an added benefit to them. They're paid by Americans. They're not paid by French people. The Chinese, when they put tariffs on us, they pay those taxes. We don't, and vice versa. So it's a way sometimes for people to hide who pays it, but it doesn't last very long. The American, South Carolina pulled out the troops in 1830 over the tariff. They were going to succeed. That's how much the tariff of abominations was hated. It was a big part of the Civil War and what the South was unhappy about. And it continued to be a hated tax up until it became smaller and smaller percentage of the total budget. So the president used tariffs to argue with some of our trading partners, please don't tax our particularly good businesses and things like that. As a threat, that had some success. It's not a better tax than some other tax. I really worry about all efforts to pretend that some taxes are paid by the fairies or not by us. Mm-hmm. The corporate income tax the left likes to talk about is not paid by Mr. General Motors. There is no Mr. General Motors. It's paid by people who buy cars and workers who work building cars who get lower wages because of the extra tax.
Yeah, that's it entirely. Grover Norquist, whose book you should get, Leave Us Alone, Getting the Government's Hands Off Our Money, Our Guns, and Our Lives, which it doesn't seem like they've been really, they've done that a whole heck of a lot. Just to be honest about it, I feel like we got a lot of ways to go, Grover, on this.
We're doing better on guns these days.
We are doing better on guns, but we don't have, it would be great to have national reciprocity or even better, nationally recognized constitutional carry. I mean, that's
get 27 states now for constitutional carry. We're on our way.
We're getting there.
But, and on the number of people moving to flat and zero taxes, we're moving forward. They're losing, and they're going to chase more people out of New York and California with these weird taxes on. We're going to tax people who are wildly successful. Well, then they will leave your state. 30% of the money they thought they were going to tax in California, the $1 billion stuff, has already left. 30%.
Wow.
They didn't even put the tax in. 30% of the money, not maybe 30% of the billionaires, but 30% of the money that the billionaires had has moved. And who goes back into a neighborhood? If your neighbor said, I'm thinking of eating your cat, but then decides they won't eat your cat now.
Right.
I think you keep the cat inside.
Yeah. You don't let the neighbor get near the cat. There you go, right there. That's the lesson. Grover Norquist, ATR.org. Always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much. And
Dana,
happy National Government Theft Day.
Good to be with you.
Good to see you. Here's the thing. If you work out a lot, maybe you have old sports injuries. Maybe you're like 90 years old and you CrossFit. And I use that example because I actually know a 90-year-old CrossFitter. I'm not even making this up. So every day aches and inflammation, they show up in a number of different ways from a number of different reasons. And it can kind of chip away at your quality of life, how much you're able to do, how much you're able to move, whether or not you can be comfortable just, you know, going to bed at night or, you know, just, you know, comfortable in your own body. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free, research-based formula designed to fight inflammation, which is the root cause of, you know, most of this pain. It is not a temporary fix. It works from the inside out to support your body's natural response to pain. And it can help you get back to walking comfortably and staying active and living life without constant discomfort. My husband has an old knee injury from years of hockey and hockey and football. And he takes Relief Factor to help with that. And he notices a difference. You can do the same thing. They make it easy. They have a 3-week quick start that you can get today for $19.95. Just visit relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Very easy. Relieffactor.com for the 3-week quick start or call 800-4-RELIEF.
This is Julian Edelman from Games with Names. I want to take a second to talk about something that's personal to me. I've had the privilege of working closely with Robert Kraft for a long time, and one thing I've always respected is how seriously he takes up standing up to hate. As a Jewish athlete, my identity is something I am proud of. But I also know what it feels like to be singled out for it. That's why this new commercial for the Blue Square Alliance Against Hate that aired during the big game really hit home. It's about showing up for someone when they're targeted, even if you don't have the perfect words. And sometimes standing next to someone is enough. And you can show support by sharing the Blue Square.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills that are built to last and will give you better than restaurant grilled food. The Solaire infrared burner heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. Learn more about these fantastic USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. Solaire hot fast grills at besthotgrill.com/hot.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Okay, I'm going to try to get three of these stories in because these are all crazy. First up, a Florida woman threw a beer bottle at a toddler after she fell off her bike. So, 3-year-old boy was apparently trying to check on the woman after she fell off a bicycle. She thought she was being attacked, so she threw a beer bottle at him. By a toddler, Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office, Carolyn Miller. It was about 6:30 p.m. A 3-year-old boy went up to her to check on her. And the parents saw the incident unfold, and apparently nearby residents did too, and they all corroborated the events. She could not coherently explain what happened to her actions. She thought she was being attacked. The child was not injured, but she's been charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. How do you think you're being attacked by a toddler? And how sweet is it that that little kid was like, oh, I'm going to go check on this woman. Now, I know a Florida doctor was indicted after he allegedly removed a patient's liver instead of the spleen in a fatal surgery. Dr. Thomas Shekhanovsky was arrested after a 2-year investigation where a 7-year-old Alabama man, he was operating on him. He didn't make it. And apparently he took out the wrong thing. The guy had abdominal pain. It was in Miramar Beach. And the patient at first refused the operation, and he wanted to go home. Then he conceded under the pressure from Dr. Shekhanovsky, and they did it. And then apparently they only had a skeletal crew available, and the staff were raising concerns about his lack of experience and skills. And they knew that these could be complicated procedures. The staff knew, but apparently everything happened anyway. And he took out the wrong thing. I can't even believe it. And then, of course, apparently there were some other mistakes, and the guy did not make it. He bled to death, basically. It's just horrific, absolutely horrific. A man is accused of cutting a sex offender into pieces after beating him to death. I would like to buy this guy, yes, a delicious steak dinner. Florida man, he butchered a sex offender. 19-year-old Lucas Jones was apprehended by the authorities after the murder of Collie Lee Daniel in Florida. The 28-year-old was on the sex offender registry for two offenses. And apparently, the guy, he wasn't having it. It was happened at the end of March.
This is Julian Edelman from Games with Names. I want to take a second to talk about something that's personal to me. I've had the privilege of working closely with Robert Kraft for a long time. And one thing I've always respected is how seriously he takes up standing up to hate. As a Jewish athlete, my identity is something I am proud of. But I also know what it feels like to be singled out for it. That's why this new commercial for the Blue Square Alliance Against Hate that aired during the big game really hit home. It's about showing up for someone when they're targeted, even if you don't have the perfect words. And sometimes standing next to someone is enough. And you can show support by sharing the Blue Square.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the incredible Solaire infrared grills that heat up in just 3 minutes to searing heat and make the juiciest grilled food you've ever had. But don't take my word for it. Try before you buy with the Solaire Demo Rental Program. For only $47, you can use our infrared demo grill for 2 weekends and the week in between in the comfort of your backyard. Test its hot, fast performance and versatility with steak, chicken, fish, pork, veggies, and all the foods your family enjoys. At the end of the demo, just wipe it off and put it in the box for a UPS pickup. Solaire makes it easy. Then you'll receive a coupon for $47 off any new Solaire infrared grill. The Solaire demo rental program will convince you why Solaire is truly the last grill you'll ever buy. Learn more about the amazing USA-made Solaire infrared grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. Solaire demo rental program at besthotgrill.com/hot.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
2, 3, 4, 1. We see that there's a wrong to be righted to. We know that we are strong when we're united. 3, we exercise our right to assemble. 4,
what is the purpose of this?
When the proud and mighty start to tremble, just in case you're wondering, just in case you're wondering, just in case you're wondering.
We're not, but we don't need to repeat yourself. No, this is what bad choir looks like. I mean, that's why does the left do this stuff?
I don't want democracy if it looks like that.
You know, when I was in college, because I didn't meet a Republican until I went to college. No joke. I was raised by a family of Democrats. I had no hope. And one of the reasons I didn't join a lot of the left, not because I disagreed with them on guns and abortion, because I always did. But because they were cringe to death. They were dorks. They were fruitcakes. I didn't want to associate with that. What the hell was this one dude? Was that a dude or a chick? The one thing with the long hair?
I give up.
That person. Is that a dude or a chick? I don't know. Feels like there's a neck lump there. But I just didn't want to. They're always weird. They were always weird and they always stank. You know what I mean? Like the left, that's. You got boomers there. No offense, boomers, but these are the bad ones. Who's that guy? And what is that? And then she's still not even in it all the way. She's sitting down. Again, also, that is, I don't know. This lady, I don't know. Then we got the, I don't know that lady either. And then we've put the short hair and the long Pentecostal skirt. I don't get it. I don't get any of this.
And the energy in the room, though.
Oh, the energy. Yeah, that's.
That's really good.
These people have as much personality and spark as a Triscuit. And they're all white. I feel like that's very important for the left because the left loves to count. Although they did say Elizabeth Warren was a literal woman of color. So maybe in their eyes, these are all people of color. I don't know. I'm just saying they struggle with it. They struggle. So yeah, I just got a problem with that. They're just, it's always so cringe. But you know what I'm talking about. Like in college especially, they would always get together and every day they had a protest. And I went to a liberal arts university. Every day these people had a protest and it was just so cringe. One of them handed me a flyer once and I almost passed out because the breeze carried their BO from their armpit up into my face. And I almost died. And I'm like, what in the world? I think they just said that one time they used a stick of baking soda. I didn't even know that it's made. I don't even know where you get it. I don't care. It's just gross.
This is Julian Edelman from Games with Names. I want to take a second to talk about something that's personal to me. I've had the privilege of working closely with Robert Kraft for a long time, and one thing I've always respected is how seriously he takes up standing up to hate. As a Jewish athlete, my identity is something I am proud of, but I also know what it feels like to be singled out for it. That's why this new commercial for the Blue Square Alliance Against Hate that aired during the big game really hit home. It's about showing up for someone when they're targeted, even if you don't have the perfect words. And sometimes standing next to someone is enough. And you can show support by sharing the Blue Square.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills that are built to last and will give you better than restaurant grilled food. The Solaire infrared burner heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. Learn more about these fantastic USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. Solaire hot fast grills at besthotgrill.com/hot.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So the president of the Philippines, Ferdinand Marcos Jr., did a bunch of jumping jacks to disprove health rumors. He said that it was supposed to ease worries about his health as the nation struggles from fallout with, I guess, Iran. The Philippine president, he did just a few rounds of jumping jacks, jogged briefly in front of journalists. That's kind of weird, right? He was wearing formal office wear while he did it. That's like when Lenny Kravitz worked out in jeans. But it's Lenny Kravitz, you know. I mean, he can do that because it's Lenny Kravitz. Let's see, a mustard company. Their owner was sentenced for a river pollution. That also works. Scheme. Kane, this is criminal.
It is.
He didn't know it was going to catch up to him. I hate everything. Greenville, New Hampshire. He's got to spend time behind bars because he pumped pollutants in the river. Old Dutch Mustard Company. Charles Santich. He's got himself in trouble. Let's see. A San Marcos man drowned in the Colorado River trying to get a lost hat. Leave the hat. Don't do that. Let's not. Colombia is going to call dozens of Pablo Escobar's cocaine hippos. Okay, that makes sense because they're very dangerous. And apparently these are super mad and they're terrifying villagers in the area and threatening them because they can kill people. They kill more than like gators, apparently.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the Solaire infrared grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You're probably in your car right now wondering what you'll have for dinner tonight. Imagine that when you get home, your Solaire infrared grill will be at 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills faster, so that in a matter of minutes, you could be sitting down to a great tasting grilled dinner any and every night of the week. Your smoker or low-slow barbecue is great for the weekend, but the hot, fast speed and convenience of Solaire infrared grills make them your everyday go-to grill. And they aren't just for searing steaks. Solaire infrared grills also enhance fish, chicken, burgers, pork, shrimp, veggies, and fruit. Virtually everything your family enjoys. Learn more about these amazing USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. That's Solaire infrared grills at besthotgrill.com/hot.
When it's time to scale your business, it's time for Shopify. Get everything you need to grow the way you want. Like, all the way. Stack more sales with the best converting checkout on the planet. Track your cha-chings from every channel, right in one spot. And turn real-time reporting into big-time opportunities. Take your business to a whole new level. Switch to Shopify. Start your free trial today.
I'm Kiana, and I leveled up my business with Shopify. Once I figured out that Shopify was a thing, I never turned back. I can create a site with my eyes closed. Shopify thinks ahead of us, you know, and it thinks about the customer more than anything. Every day I'm thinking about some other new business, but Shopify is doing it to me because it's so easy to use. It's like I can't stop. I'm addicted.
Start your free trial at shopify.com.